The reality is that in most of the European countries, for example, our national legislation is not up to date in relation to recognising the UN protocol which was introduced against trafficking, where it spelled out very clearly the definition of what trafficked person is and what trafficking is. And because our national legislations are not in line with that, they have, first of all, to be updated in order to bring them into line with either the UN protocol or the Convention of Europe.
And what would that mean for the person being trafficked? What would that mean for the average person who's being trafficked?
It would mean that the average person being trafficked, first of all, would not be recognised as a criminal, because many of them are in countries countries that they migrate to without legal documents, without passports or other visas or other legal documents, permit, work permits, etc. And therefore they're officially very often recognised or labelled as illegal immigrants rather than as trafficked persons. And if our countries allow these people to be to immigrate into our countries as trafficked people, people who are trafficked, and then criminalises them because they have no legal documents, it means that the states are not recognising that they have a duty to protect these people who in the first place were trafficked into our countries.
Mm-hmm. And yet how can the state protect these people, because chances are they may even have been trafficked by their own people or by their own community?
This is true, and this is one of the reasons where we need international cooperation and a lot of very close-knit networking between different countries. And in fact, Ireland is involved at the moment through the Anti-Human Trafficking Unit in the Department of Justice with several countries in Western Europe trying to bring about this kind of cooperation between the countries, so that we all have a similar approach and that we're all on playing from the same field, as it were.
Mm-hmm. You also brought up the issue of gender, that it's not as simple as poverty, that there's a huge gender issue involved in trafficking as well.
Most of the information that we see are the articles that we read in papers or journals focuses very, very strongly on the issue of poverty, and that it's that is the core issue. And yes, it is a core issue, but it's not the only one. And gender has to be addressed, I think, as an equally important issue as equally important as poverty, because unless that is addressed, you're not going to have changes in the family situation or in society. And you've just mentioned that some of their own people may traffic them. This is exactly what's happening. In some places it can be family members, or it can be a so-called boyfriend, or a friend of the families, or a friend of the particular person who is trafficked. Mm. I've met one, for example, who gave me her complete story like this in Italy. She was trafficked from Albania by her boyfriend across to southern Italy, to Lecce, and then when she arrived on Italian soil, he immediately sold her. And she spent the next 7 years, she was 16 at the time, she spent the next 7 years travelling, being transferred from one city to another for 7 years with a group of other girls similar ages. And they were living in appalling conditions for 7 years, and she eventually escaped and was rehabilitated by somebody associated with the church.
Mm. But there's obviously a market out there. There's obviously a demand for this business to continue.
Yes, and this is the third issue that needs to be addressed, as well as poverty and gender. We need to address the issue of demand, because if there wasn't demand, there wouldn't be the same market. Mm. And that is a very core issue also. It is one of the, it's the third largest trade in the world at the moment, the third, after arms and drugs. It's the next largest. It's a multi-billion dollar trade worldwide.
So there's obviously huge money to be made and huge profits.
Huge profit. A woman may be sold for as little as $500. She can bring in $750,000 in a year.
Wow.
To her trafficker.
So it makes huge money for them. Yeah. And how would you think you could change? Because I suppose most of it is done covertly, or it's done in secret. So people mightn't be aware of what's happening.
I think the whole issue of gender and relationships between boys and girls, men and women, men and children, has to be addressed in society. But it has to begin early with young boys and young girls on how to relate, how to respect each other, what are the norms for behaviour and relationships, what are the boundaries. And this is not done adequately, I think, either in schools or in homes. It all relates to the dignity of the human person. And if we really believe that we have that kind of dignity, then we respect others as well as ourselves.